Good evening. It is April the 3rd, 2026, in the year of our Lord. And this message is concerning Good Friday. And the title for my message comes from the dialogue between Pilate and Jesus, when Pilate says to Jesus, "What is truth?" I'm going to read from the Gospel of John, parts of chapter 18 and the first 16 verses of chapter 19. John 18, beginning at verse 1. When he had finished praying, Jesus left with his disciples and crossed the Kidron Valley. On the other side there was a garden, and he and his disciples went into it. Now Judas, who betrayed him, knew the place because Jesus had often met there with his disciples. So Judas came to the garden, guiding a detachment of soldiers and some officials from the chief priests and the Pharisees. They were carrying torches, lanterns, and weapons. Jesus, knowing all that was going to happen to him, went out and asked him, "Who is it you want?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "I am he." And Judas the traitor was standing there with them. And when Jesus said, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. And again he asked them, "Who is it you want?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they said. "I told you that I am he. If you're looking for me, then let these men go." This happened so that the words he had spoken would be fulfilled. "I have not lost one of those you gave me." Then Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant, cutting off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. And Jesus commanded Peter, "Put your sword away. Shall I not drink the cup the Father has given me?" And skipping down to verse 28 in the same chapter. Then the Jewish leaders took Jesus from Caiaphas to the palace of the Roman governor. By now it was early morning, and to avoid ceremonial uncleanness, they did not enter the palace because they wanted to be able to eat the Passover. So Pilate came out to them and asked, "What charges are you bringing against this man? If he were not a criminal, we would not have handed him over to you." And Pilate said, "Take him yourselves and judge him by your own law." "But we have no right to execute anyone," they objected. This took place to fulfill what Jesus had said about the kind of death he was going to die. Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "Is that your own idea?" Jesus asked, "or did others talk to you about me?" "Am I a Jew?" Pilate replied. "Your own people and chief priests handed you over to me. What is it you've done?" And Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place." "Are you a king then?" asked Pilate. And Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." "What is truth?" retorted Pilate. With this, he went out again to the Jews gathered there and said, "I find no basis for a charge against him, but it is your custom for me to release to you one prisoner at the time of the Passover. Do you want me to release the king of the Jews?" And they shouted back, "No, not him. Give us Barabbas." Now Barabbas had taken part in an uprising. Chapter 19, verses 1 through 16. Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. The soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head. They clothed him in a purple robe and went up to him again and again, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews," and they slapped him in the face. And once more Pilate came out and said to the Jews gathered there, "Look, I am bringing about to you to let you know that I find no basis for a charge against him." And when Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, Pilate said to them, "Here is the man." As soon as the chief priests and their officials saw him, they shouted, "Crucify! Crucify!" But Pilate answered him, "You take him and crucify him. As for me, I find no basis for a charge against him." And the Jewish leaders insisted, "We have a law, and according to that law he must die, because he claimed to be the Son of God." And when Pilate heard this, he was even more afraid, and he went back inside the palace. "Where do you come from?" he asked Jesus. But Jesus gave him no answer. "Do you refuse to speak to me?" Pilate said. "Don't you realize I have power either to crucify you or free you?" And Jesus answered, "You would have no power over me if it were not given to you from above. Therefore, the one who handed me over to you is guilty of a greater sin." From then on, Pilate tried to set Jesus free, but the Jewish leaders kept shouting, "If you let this man go, you are not a friend of Caesar. Anyone who claims to be a king opposes Caesar." And when Pilate heard this, he brought Jesus out and sat down on the judge's seat at a place known as the stone pavement, which in Aramaic is Gabbatha. It was the day of preparation of the Passover. It was about noon. "Here is your king," Pilate said to the Jews. But they shouted, "Take him away, take him away. Crucify him." "Shall I crucify your king?" Pilate asked. "We have no king but Caesar," the chief priests answered. Finally, Pilate handed him over to be crucified. What is truth? Recently, I listened to parts of a podcast between the Reverend Dr. Jeremiah Johnston, who is a Christian apologist, scholar, and author, and a well-known retired Navy SEAL by the name of Sean Ryan, who is a believer and a devout Christian. During the initial interview and discussion between the two, Dr. Johnston talked about P52. Now, you might be asking yourself, what is P52? P52 is the oldest known document of the Gospel of John. It's dated 125 AD. It is a copy of the original Gospel of John, which many scholars believe was written in the 90s AD. So P52 is a fragment of a papyrus, and it was found in the desert sands of Egypt. This particular piece of papyrus has writings on both sides. And interestingly enough, it contains the conversation between Jesus and Pontius Pilate. "Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." That was on papyrus P52. You know, Pontius Pilate's response has been repeated again and again for those who reject Jesus Christ and the gospel he proclaims. Three words from Pilate. What is truth? Who could have ever guessed that Pontius Pilate would be the first adherer to what we call today postmodern relativism, or some would call it postmodernity? In other words, the core of this philosophical looking and undertaking is that all is contextual. There are no absolutes in morality, in history, in human sexuality. There are no black and whites. There is a lot of gray. Some people love relativism, and some people who are traditional in their understandings of life absolutely despise it. Now, when you look at the gospel narratives, in particular the Gospel of John, people come to the fore: Barabbas, Caiaphas, Annas, Judas, the unsure disciples, and of course, Pontius Pilate. Pilate was the governor of Judea for 10 years, from AD 26 to AD 36. And besides the New Testament Gospels, Pilate is mentioned in two other first century sources: Philo of Alexandria in Egypt was a Jewish philosopher, and Alexandria in the ancient world was known for its fantastic library. Unfortunately, that library was burned to the ground, and you can imagine the loss from antiquity of all kinds of writings. The other Jewish historian that is well known from the first century is Josephus. Now, these sources and others, if you read between the lines in the four canonical Gospels, Pilate is often described and detailed as being inflexible, harsh, and outright stubborn. In fact, we get a glimpse of his demeanor and temperament when you read the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13, and in that we have details how Pilate killed some Galilean Jews who had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and he mixed their blood with their sacrifices. He was fearful of an insurrection. Well, you can only imagine the indignity and the outrage from the Jews in Jerusalem at that time. Josephus, on another occasion, narrates how Pilate plundered the temple in Jerusalem in order to fund a Roman aqueduct that was being constructed. And we read again of another time where Pilate had a man from Samaria who was known as a prophet and had a following. He had him and his followers murdered. That last episode was the breaking point for Rome. After having the Samaritan prophet and his followers murdered, Pilate was removed as governor from Judea. Now, when you look in the totality of Pilate's temperament, his demeanor, and his interactions with Jews, he had absolutely no qualms about killing Jews. Absolutely none. So yet, for all of the blood on his hands, Pilate was strangely reluctant to crucify Jesus. Now let's postulate some possible reasons. First off, we read in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27, and verse 19, where Pilate's wife has a dream, and because of that dream, she warns her husband to have nothing to do with Jesus, to leave him alone, to not harm him in any way. That's Pilate's first warning. Maybe Pilate was hesitant to have Jesus crucified because he knew human nature, and he knew for a fact that the Sanhedrin, the temple authorities, along with certain groups of Pharisees and Sadducees, they wanted Jesus dead out of envy and resentment. The crowds were following Jesus. They followed him and listened to him, from his teachings, from his miracles. He was well loved and received by the masses. So maybe those are two good reasons why Pilate was very hesitant to crucify Jesus. Quote, this is Jesus talking to Pilate. You are right in saying I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me. And Pilate's classical response, what is truth? I can't speak for other people, and I won't speak for other people. But for me, truth is spelled out JESUSCHRIST! Truth is not related to time, to space, to public opinion, to personal preference. It's not related to any of that. Truth is not based on circumstances, pedigree, acceptance or coercion, or an algorithm, for that matter. Pilate's cynical response to Jesus reaffirms his belief that everything in life is relative. And because of that belief, we could say that Pilate was not among those whom the Father had given to the Son. As human beings, I think it's fair to say that all of us, in some shape, manner, or form, could identify with Pontius Pilate, insofar as that Pilate felt the pull of the crowd, just as we feel the pull of the crowd since our childhood. Yet Pilate ignored or dismissed God. And if you look back on your life, how many times did you ignore or dismiss God from speaking to you or showing you his way? You know, as adults, that pull from the crowd is still with us. It doesn't stop when our teenage years are over or our young adulthood years are behind us. No. You see, human nature always has this desire for acceptance. Many of us are fearful of ridicule and rejection by others for whatever reason. It could be physical, could be spiritual, could be mental, could be financial, it could be skin-based, it could be class-based, you name it. And because of our fear of rejection and ridicule, because we desire to be accepted by others and to be loved by others, sometimes that clouds our thinking. We have this innate inability, I should say, to not properly think for ourselves. And when you don't think for yourself and you don't make decisions for yourself, now you take in a lot of sources, but you're thinking on your own. You're not following the crowd. You're not following the mob. Well, that often will lead people to silence. And that silence can be detrimental. Detrimental for you as an individual, detrimental for your family, and detrimental for your community and nation. There are times when people need to speak up. And just like Pilate, if we're fearful of ridicule and rejection, if we want to be accepted, if we are unable or unwilling to think for ourselves, and we remain silent, then often that can lead us to supporting and doing things that we know are not right but wrong. Why do we do it? Because we want to satisfy the crowd just like Pilate did when it came to Jesus. When you don't know and believe in the truth of God, we see Pontius Pilate as a defeated man, given over to resignation, even though he knew what was right and what was wrong, and he was fearful and suspicious of having Jesus crucified. Until the very end of Christ's life, Pilate had the authority, and he even had the inclination to set Jesus free. He was of the persuasion that if he had Jesus flogged, because that was a brutal form of punishment, that would appease the crowds, that would satisfy the bloodlust of the Jewish authorities and the crowds that have gathered. But he was sadly mistaken. So after all of his hesitation, after all of his resistance to the idea of crucifying Jesus, he gives in to the crowd. We come to one of the saddest lines in the account of Jesus' passion. It's found in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 15, verse 15. Quote, So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas for them. And after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified. What is truth? For me, and I pray for those who listen to this message, it is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Amen.